It's a little bit sad for Man of War tonight because after tonight, this is the last concert and we go back to America to work on our new record. So we won't see all of you for a little while. Tonight is the last night of the tour and we have been on the road since Louder Than Hell, since 1996. We have lived out on the fucking road. So it's kind of nice as well that this is the last fucking show here on video in Moscow for the whole fucking world to see. A true heavy metal fucking audience here in Moscow. That's okay. I spill a lot of these motherfuckers. We got a lot of beer. Bring me another beer, Tony. I'd like to take a minute of your time and introduce you to some of the people that have helped make Man of War and this world tour for the last 4 years such a great success. Our monitors, Kevo, do a snort, the greatest fucking monitor engineer in the world, Kevin Moran. Taking care of Carl Logan's guitarist, we got Jeff Lafler, who's been with us just a short time, but he's a fucking animal. He's a young whoremaster right here. You gotta love him. Taking care of Scott Columbus's drums. Been with Man of War for 3 years now. Scott Thompson. Working our way right along to the backstage. Tony Regic, the man that takes care of my bass guitars, and it's not an easy fucking job, believe me. He's happy because he got some pussy last night. He's having a good time. But your wife will know that we're only kidding, won't she? Sorry, Danielle, it's the way it goes. You gotta get some on the road. Anyway, taking care of Man of War's stage clothes, beers, and girls, Mama D. From Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Mama D in the dressing room. Our videographer, the guy who likes to stay in the background. Please don't mention my name, don't see my face, don't tell people I'm really psychotic. This is Mike Wyatt. He's been on the road with us for 4 years. And he's doing the video, so you better be nice to him, because he's putting every one of you on fucking film. Next, the man who always makes things too loud, Uncle Jed Clampett, Jeff Hare, mixing sound right there. On lights, we have a new friend with us, Yuri, and he is Russian. He's doing a great job with the fucking lights. Also, Jerry, our truck driver, and he's on one of these spotlights. It's probably the good one. Oh, there it is. And there's Mike Bartle up there with him as well. Usually sells t-shirts. But there's so many bootlegs, there's no sense. Anyway, Olaf Uliasia Heinen. Where is that horny bastard? Oh, there he is. He wrote the liner notes for the new live album, and you have to love this guy. A brother and a friend. If you need a phone number, he can get it for you. Also, one of my dearest friends, the guy who has built all of Man of War's equipment since the beginning, Dark Sound, Johnny Boy, the big boy with the big heart. There he is. To rock, drink, and fuck. You gotta love him. The king of computers, the guy who keeps our lives straight, Jason Malone. He's accident prone, so be careful when you see him. Where is he? There he is. He's a little shy. This is his first tour in Man of War. You're accident prone, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. John Pettigrass, he does it all the time, 24 hours a day. Where is that shy guy from the country? Drag him out here, come on, don't be shy. There he is, very good. My best friends in the world, definitely. All right, Johnny Boy. He got laid last night too, so he's really got some spring in his step. Next, our bodyguard and security guard, the master of Kung Fu, Dan Lee. He didn't get laid last night. That's why he's not so happy. He got laid last week. He was happier then. Our manager, who puts up with all of our crazy shit 24 hours a day all over the world, Tom Miller. Our production manager from Sweden, the Swedish Viking, Anders Carlson. Where did he go? There he is. It's his first tour in that world. Did a great job. I couldn't forget all the girls we fucked since we've been here, all the beers, and all of our brothers, and every fucking one of you for being a great fucking audience. And I want to introduce you to our special friend, Alexei, the king of the Russian internet. Come on out here. He's very famous here in Russia. Every day, Joey, you must play these songs. You must play this. The Russian people have been waiting for Manowar. So he knows everything about Russia. That's what he told me. You're a brother. Thank you for all your help. You helped make the tour a success. And your friends, the other guy too. What's his name? Dmitry. That's right. He's another brother. And he's Russian. So he's a winner in my book. Okay, buddy. Have a seat. Next. CI. Oh, Simon. Where is he? Does he have his new jacket on?
Up here.
Another dear friend. Oh, Simon, he's up there in the balcony. There he is. He came all the way from Australia. He's the head of the Australian fan club. Now I want to introduce you to the people that had the fucking balls to bring Manowar to Russia that nobody ever did. ViewSonic Company, one of our tremendous sponsors. Sergey, wherever he is in the house, he's a happening dude. And his beautiful wife, wherever the fuck you are, Sergey, we love you. Also, Ed from TCI. Where is the main man? Oh, you can't be shy. This is the guy that brought Manowar to Russia, right here. Thank you. I want you to promise these people right now that it will not be a long time before you bring Manowar back to Russia, because they don't want to wait anymore. Is that right? My sweetheart Tatiana, she's a little bit shy. She was with Manowar for the last 3 days, no, 4 days, taking care of all the press and promotion. And she's a wonderful girl. I love Russian girls. I'm going to learn how to speak Russian. Next time I come here, I'm going to speak Russian. I promise. Remember I said it. You're going to fucking hear it. Believe me. It'll be bad Russian, but I will speak it. I think that's it. Anyway, we're not done playing, and we're not ready to go home, because we're going to take the roof off of this fucking shithole. So, strap your nuts to your line, because we're going to have some more fun. See you soon.